You're listening to Kerry Today. We're an outside broadcast unit this morning. We're at Mona Valley, the Kerry College campus here in Mona Valley in Tralee, to talk about really the college, what it's got to offer. They're having an apprenticeship open evening this evening at the campus from 5 to 8pm. They've been having open days at different campuses and different locations around the county as well to showcase what they have. There's a huge number of employers who will be coming this evening. To talk more about that, we've got John Hurley. He's Assistant Manager at Mona Valley Campus, Kerry College, with me here. John, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Sherry. Good to be here.
Can you tell me, first of all, look, there's a huge marquee here. There's a lot of activity here. You have a huge number of employers coming this evening as well. So tell me a bit about what's going on. What's been going on this week and what's going on tonight?
Yeah, I suppose, Jerry, one of the big things with young apprentices in particular, when they're trying to find their way into an apprenticeship system, is to meet. How do you meet an employer? So, you know, today, the way things have gone with emails and stuff, it's impossible to find anybody to talk to sometimes in a company about hiring. You got to email somebody, then email somebody else. It might be send your CV in. The human-to-human thing is very important, meeting people and talking to people. So tonight we have 50-plus employers here at Mona Valley Campus. I won't say all of them are hiring, but they're all looking at what's out there. And they want to talk to young people, they want to talk to school leavers, they want to talk to career changers, people that might have skills in another area that are looking at pivoting into a new career, and they want to chat with them. So they're here for 3 hours from 5 to 8 this evening, and they're ready to talk. And that's the cool thing about this apprenticeship open evening. I won't say it's like speed dating for apprenticeship, but you get the idea. Like, these are here, you don't really get to meet these people, and there's an array of people coming. If you look at it, we've everybody from, like, Google are here tonight, for example, for the first time ever. We're delighted with that. And then some of the other bigger companies, like, you know, locally, like Dairymaster and TLI and Southwest Engineering and Lieber and so on, they're all here as well, and they'll have representatives here to chat to anybody that comes in and has a chat this evening. What we've seen over the last couple of years, Jerry, is a lot of parents come in with their school leaving children, right, male and female, because it's not just about, you know, apprenticeship sometimes has this kind of male view about it. It's not that at all. And then you have a lot of career changers who have gone so far in a career and they've said, you know what, I want to do something different, but I'm going to start by talking with employers and see what's happening. Yeah. So that's what really it is, Jerry. We've tons of stuff happening here. I'm doing 2 20-minute talks, of course, you know, mad to keep doing the, the talking thing.
Yeah.
We're doing 2 20-minute talks, Jerry. They're very short, one at 6, one at 7, inside in our one of our assembly areas here in the campus. And that's really just to get people started around. You know, we have an employer, we have a couple of apprentices, and we have one of our apprenticeship team to ask questions, answer questions about, you know, how do you get started? How do you move into the apprenticeship world? And what are some of the practical tips and advice?
There's also, I suppose, the reality of the companies that are here, like TLI are here as one of those companies as well. We have a story in the front page of the newspaper this morning about problems with our electricity grid and the need to try and power Ireland for the next number of years. You find out about things that are in demand, the kind of courses that are there, but the kind of employers and what they want and what they're under pressure to get. Opportunity from that.
Exactly. So, like, we've had 700 or 800 students from second level in here over the last couple of days, and we've said it to them when we're saying hello and introducing, you know, welcoming to the campus, is that, you know, we've gone from like 7,000 apprentices 10 years ago to 30,000 apprentices, Jerry. That's a massive leap in 10 years, but we still don't have enough. There's still huge demand. Yeah. We hear we hear from the US about the rise of AI and how more electricians are needed. More people are needed to build data centers, to do fiber installation tech, to do all of these practical jobs. So we're kind of moving into an era now where, you know, when I was leaving college or even in my parents' time, the world has totally changed. There now is almost there's a huge shortage of people who can actually do particular roles and have skill.
Yeah.
You know, so we're hugely educated as a nation, but we're beginning to see really big
physical
holes.
Physical work, you know, fixing things, engineering solutions, yeah. Those sort of
not just
installing
yes.
things.
Yes, it's people talk a lot about, Jerry, about these jobs that are AI proof. There's no AI proof jobs; they're AI resistant jobs.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's not just the practical stuff, Jerry. It's a lot of the time when you go through an apprenticeship, whatever that is, you're being taught how to think in a particular way. You're being taught how to spot a problem. Solve the problem, fix the problem, you know, organize the project, organize the timeline, practical things. So it doesn't really matter if it's a craft apprenticeship, which is electrical, carpentry, joinery, metal fabrication, or some of the newer ones. And going through an apprenticeship does really change the way you operate, the way you think, and the way you look at things. And these new skill sets are hugely valuable in the new economy and
yep.
the future economy.
Yep. In your other campuses, they have an event all week, the Killorglin campus, the Killarney campus, Listowel this evening as well. There's I think, a 3-hour, and there's a find your path element to that, like meet career guidance. If you're wondering what you're going to do, this is the place for you, either here tonight or in Listowel.
Absolutely. Like, one of the big things we're trying to get away from is that everything today, Gerry, is online. It's send us an email, have a chat with this chatbot, you know, go online, send us in something. Let's bring back the human thing. So a lot of our events across Open Week are about, you know, face-to-face interaction. So like we have that event in Listowel, of course. We've had a number of events as well across the week, which are face-to-face events. But it's just crucially, Gerry, as well, we have two admissions offices in Kerry. We have one in Killarney in High Street, and we've one in Tralee in Denny Street. Open office hours, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. So people can go in, sit down, have a cup of tea, and chat about the things they kind of want to get into. And you mightn't really have much of a clue, but we'll help you get there. We'll have the conversation with you. So bringing back a little bit of that face-to-face, we feel, is very important for people. And trying to give them a pathway into something that they want to do. How to start, how to move on, practically.
Okay, so this evening, there's all the areas. There's the tours of the different exhibitor areas, the motor workshop, metal fabrication workshop, the wind turbine classroom. There's the 20-minute talks. There's a whole lot going on. There's the hair salon, all the equipment you have here in Mona Valley for people to see.
People can come in, Gerry. We find it very hard to open up the place because they're all workshops and we're delivering training. But for this week, we pause everything and let people in. So if you come in tonight, not only will you see a working campus, you can talk to the instructors, you can talk to the employers, talking with apprentices. Too. We have a range of apprentices here. So sometimes if you're a young person coming in, you want to talk to somebody who's actually gone through an apprenticeship. We'll have lots of apprentices here as well. So you have it across all the levels. And speaking with the instructors as well, you can get great insights into what it's really like as well. So it's a fantastic opportunity. You kind of have everything happening all at once, but it's a great opportunity to get all the people you'd ever want to talk to about this stuff in one place for 3 hours.
Okay. All right. That's this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. here in the Mona Valley campus, the Kerry College campus at Mona Valley in Tralee. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. Any questions for us, by the way, that you want answered, get in touch as well. We've spoken to a number of different people from Kerry College over the next 2 hours or so about various aspects of the work they do and what they're looking for from people who are looking for careers and looking to take a change, maybe make a change, looking to move on from school into a particular area. But we're going to talk now about the Kerry College and the Apprenticeship Open Evening and the Apprenticeship Open Week. The Kerry College campuses right across the county have been having this week to communicate with those who are looking for a change in career, those who are leaving school, those who are looking for upskilling in business in particular, if you're already in employment, because that's another aspect of what Kerry College does. And Yusuf Nestor is assistant manager at Mona Valley campus here, and he's with me in our outside broadcast unit this morning. Yusuf, can you tell me, first of all, the business support unit here, who does that focus on and what do you do?
Thanks, Gerry. Good morning. The business support unit, Gerry, is focused on all employers really in Kerry and employees that are currently in employment and anyone really that's looking for upskilling opportunities. The business support unit, it works, I suppose, on what's called the Skills to Advance initiative. So the Skills to Advance initiative is a heavily funded government initiative which is aimed in particular those employed in small to medium enterprises, but in any for any employees or any employers around the country. And what that does is, I suppose, is it provides a high level of funding for training interventions that the employers want to put in place. So the training that we carry out here is all high quality certified training. So when an employee or an employer engages, you know, the training that they get here is going to give them a cert at the end of the day to say that, like, I'm qualified in this area. Yeah. You know, so I suppose in 2025, Gerry, we had over 500 Kerry employees engaged in training through the business support unit on its own.
So this is a provision for the learning doesn't end when you go into your job. You provide that upskilling, which is needed because, look, the economy is dynamic. Things are changing all the time and new skills are required, even if you've been in your job for years.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, like, you know, that's a huge part of the work that we do here in the business support unit. So a lot of employers will come to us and they know exactly what they want. You know, I want to do ICDL training, or I want to do cybersecurity training or leadership training or whatever the case may be, and they come through the door and we go and do the training with them. But an awful lot of employers come and say, look, I need to do upskilling for my management team, or I need to do upskilling in a certain area, but I'm not exactly sure what that is. And our business support unit will go out and meet with the employer. They'll audit the business, they'll go through the skills that are there and the skills that they need, and we can then go and put a training plan in place for that. And I suppose that we like to do that, and we like to partner with employers. And a good example of that, I suppose, is a program that we ran in the last year with Dairymaster, Dairymaster, a fantastic company, really unique company based in North Kerry. And you know, when you go to these companies, you don't realize exactly. We all know Dairymaster. We know an awful lot about them.
Yeah.
But they're so unique in that, like, you know, they design, engineer, and manufacture about 90% of everything they make out there. So there's very little subcontract. There's very little stuff brought in, and they export to over 40 countries globally. I suppose homegrown talent is hugely important at Dairymaster. You know,
yeah,
the people that they have there. So the people that have come in there and trained up to the business, and now they wanted them to move on to the next part of it. So they came to us with an ask to do some training with their leadership management team. And I suppose in particular, those people that have maybe been newly promoted to a role of supervisor, or those that want to move up to or take the next step in their career. So we put a training plan in place with them. As I said, through the business support unit, and that was delivered on their site in Causeway. So again, it's a huge benefit to some employers if they have the facilities to do it, that, you know, they don't need to come in here. They don't need to.
You can go on site to them.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we can go out, and our trainers are more than happy to go out and deliver the training on site.
Okay.
So that course in particular itself ran from August 2025 right through to February 2026. It's just after finishing up, and it was 2 half-days every week. So the employees, I suppose, were still able to carry on, still able to do their work on a daily basis, but they came in to do the training on 2 half-days a week. Some of the topics that they, you know, they looked at in particular, and again, as I said, you know, they started off this kind of knowing we have a direction we want to go, but we're not entirely certain where it is, you know. So the employees did training on motivation and how to improve performance, on making decisions as a manager, how to improve their own management performance, and how to look at discipline in the workplace. And I suppose the feedback from, they were really engaged, it was really fantastic. And some of them have even told us that, you know, they've, since they did the training, they're already progressing in their jobs, and they're implementing things and doing things a lot differently than they would have previously.
Okay, what other companies have you worked with?
Well, we work with a whole range of different companies, Jerry. So I suppose another one, that intervention we put in place recently enough, has been with Kerry Tourism Industry Federation. So with themselves in coordination with the Tech Industry Alliance and Kerry County Council, we've actually put in place a number of different digital marketing programs, and they're part of our digital business skills suite. So I suppose that's open to any employers that are really, I suppose, in particular involved in the hospitality industry, but any employers really that want to improve their digital marketing skills within the Kerry region. So we've run an introductory course with them last year, and we're running a kind of a follow-on course now, I suppose, starting on the 4th of March.
Yeah, because that's another very dynamic area in terms of the competition that's out there, whether it's through influencers or Instagram accounts or social media, to compete in that marketplace for the attention of prospective tourists anywhere in the world. Come visit Ringkerry, come visit, you know, Listowel is a literary place. How do you compete? You have to be at the top of the skill of what is changing literally week by week.
Yeah.
So that's where retraining or extra training is very important.
Yeah, it is. And even, you know, what you're, I suppose, highlighting there as well is even trying to find the message in that kind of plethora of information that's out there.
Yeah.
You know, so I suppose this training is going to be focused on, you know, helping companies and helping small business to you know, put digital marketing strategies in place, how to develop campaigns, how to optimize search engines so that they come up near the top of the results, and as importantly as anything else, how to use analytics to evaluate how successful the campaigns have been.
Yeah.
You know, and again, like, we totally understand these people are in business, they're busy, you know, they're probably, some people saying, look, I don't have time for this, I don't have time to engage in this.
Yeah.
But this is run over 12 weeks, it's one day per week, and only 3 of those days are face to face here. The rest of it is delivered in a blended fashion, where they can actually be in their business, or they can be at home on that day doing the work that they need to do. But also, as part of the program, we run mentoring. So again, similar to the Dairymaster example, our instructors will go out to the premises, they'll mentor the particular company on, you know, they're developing their own marketing campaign. So it's going to be a very much bespoke to your company, your business, what's the message you want to get out there. And it's all leveraging the Discover Kerry platform, which is a fantastic, I suppose, platform for anything that's happening in Kerry. Whether you're living in Kerry, whether you want to come down here for a weekend, you know, it's a great platform to have and to utilise, I suppose, to get the message out there of what's happening and what's going on in Kerry.
Yeah, and all that's very important. So it's for businesses out there who've, like you said, they might be incredibly busy, they haven't put enough time aside, or maybe they can't put enough time aside to engage in this. Come and have a conversation with you, and you can find solutions for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, like, and you know, John was referencing the apprenticeship open even this evening. Our business support unit team will be here on site tonight. We've got a great team. We've got Kasia and Claire and Pat who are in our business support unit, and they're always eager to talk to new companies and to I suppose to put training interventions in place and help them. So they can come and, as I said, visit us tonight on campus. Come and visit us anytime on campus, but also they can get in contact with the business support unit by phone 066 714 96 90. They can email us at business@kerrycollege.ie, or they find any of the information on the business support unit on the Kerry College website.
Okay, and that's a very important thing as well. And look, just to the example, all those companies, the ones that have worked with GE, they know what they're looking for as well. They're all going to be here this evening, looking for people to talk to, engage in conversations with, you know, anyone, young school leavers, people who have left school, people who perhaps maybe want to find a different path in their career.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, like, the apprenticeship open evening is a fantastic opportunity for anyone to come and talk to businesses. I mean, even like what we find is that businesses are here, they're telling people about apprenticeships, about what they have to offer, but also they're talking about their products, and it's a fantastic way to find out about the companies that are here that are hiring locally. And again, as you said, like those people that maybe want to take the next step, maybe want to start their career as an apprentice, and the range of different apprenticeships that are out there now. I mean, there's 78 apprenticeships available in Ireland now at this stage. So I mean, it's not very much you know, kind of pigeonholed where it was previously, but there's a whole range of apprenticeships right across, you know, ICT, insurance, finance, hospitality, and obviously construction, and those ones as well.
Okay, Isif, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks for taking us through what you do and giving us examples of it here on Radio Kerry. That's Isif Nestor there, who's assistant manager at Monavilla campus of Kerry College. And look, a huge number of those employers and prospective employers are available today and tonight. Kerry Truck Sales, T. Nolan and Sons, Kelleher's, Toyota, Rosscar, KME, Buckley Agri, Google, Lieber, Southwest Engineering, TLI Group, Creamer, Adams of Tralee, Ryanair, EnergyWise, National Commie Chef Apprenticeship Programme, Sean Taff Hairdressing, and a whole lot on that. Well, to find out more about what Kerry College does in its Killorglin campus, which specialises in outdoor and environmental education and training, I've got Asuka O'Dowd, who's an outdoor instructor, with me here in our outside box. Asuka, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
No, the weather is it's another beautiful Kerry morning. That's
lovely,
for sure.
A lovely, lovely Kerry morning.
It really is. But look, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's about getting out and enjoying it no matter what the weather. Tell me a bit about, I suppose, what ye offer in Killorglin and what you're looking for in terms of meeting people this evening.
Yes, so we are the outdoor campus of Kerry College, and most of our courses do take place outdoors in all weathers, be it sunshine, rain, wind, whatever, we're out there. And that suits an awful lot of people. Some people, they just can't be in the classroom. So to get outdoors and to be learning outdoors is a fantastic opportunity for them.
And the weather doesn't matter. It's about getting out there, because tourist experiences happen. Sometimes it can be more memorable if it's in the rain. You're out there, you're out in the wind, the elements. It's all part of the enjoyment of life, of let's say, experiencing things.
Absolutely. And I mean, sometimes when the weather is wild, we might change our plans. We may not go to the top of a mountain, but we'll go into the lowlands and try and find a little bit of shelter. So we are adaptable with the weather.
Yeah, yeah. And you train people to deal with that when they're taking people out with them at whatever career they choose.
Absolutely, yes. So we have a number of programs. We have our outdoor activity instructor and our advanced activity instructor. They will kind of be the entry level, well, the outdoor instructor, entry level outdoor instructor, taking people kayaking, rock climbing, a little bit of orienteering, maybe hill walking. And then we have our advanced, which gives you more qualifications. They get their orienteering instructor, they get their mountain leader training done, they get their rock climbing instructor. So they're the next kind of level up, and I suppose the work is a little bit more enjoyable because it's not that entry level. There's more freedom in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Those courses, that outdoor activity instructor, they're year-long courses.
Yes, they start in September and they run until kind of either June or July.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are they for the growth area in tourism of experiential tourism? People who want to come to Kerry, they want to get out and about, they want to visit the lakes, they want to climb a mountain, they want to go to Skellig, they want to do all those things to get them out and about.
Yeah, so that's definitely one job opportunity, is to go into tourism. And quite a few of our learners would have gone into there, especially the ones who are based in Killarney. But a lot of people would also go to work in some in outdoor education centres and some in just sports centres, just kids having fun on a lake. Or we have our surf course. A lot of them end up working in surf schools for summer. And with the surf course, they get their surf instructor, they get their beach lifeguard. A lot of them will work in Ireland, Kerry, for the summer, but they end up travelling. And they may end up working in Portugal for the winter.
They have a qualification. They can go, and they've got a qualification that stands them wherever they are in the world.
Yes. And quite a lot of our qualifications will allow for travel. The yoga course as well, the yoga teacher and outdoor wellbeing facilitator course. With the yoga, you're a qualified yoga teacher. That is an internationally recognised qualification. You get your stand-up paddleboard instructor. And again, that's a huge opportunity for travelling. Hmm. A lot of our learners from that actually have stayed local, and they've tried to set up yoga businesses here in Kerry, which is amazing to see.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And another growth area. Do scuba diving as well?
We do scuba diving. That is run out in Castle Gregory. That another travelling qualification. Some people will stay here in Ireland working the dive schools here in Ireland, but a lot of them, they're all over the world enjoying the good weather and the sunshine.
Yeah. Another huge growth area has been the growth of gyms and personal training. And you have a course for that as well.
In Cloraglen campus, we don't actually have a personal training course, but I think here in
personal training
College,
it's one of the things that you have, personal training and nutrition.
Yeah, so that's a massive industry and a really important industry, because we're all stuck indoors too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, sitting down, desk jobs.
Yeah, and we need to get out there and do more on sports exercise and coaching as well, sports and PE teaching, those elements of it as well. What kind of people are you looking for? In terms of, is there a specific type of person, or what questions will you be answering this evening?
No, we don't have a particular type of person. We have people who have finished school and don't know what to do with their lives and end up with us. Some people definitely finish school, know exactly what their plan is. They come with us. We have people from all walks of life. Last year on our yoga course, actually, we had quite a lot of people who wanted to change their job.
Yeah, I was going to ask people who say, right, I've done a bit of the office work, I've done a bit of whatever, I need something, I want to get out there.
Yeah.
Changing careers.
Massive. And it's a fantastic opportunity. And you said it already, but you're never, ever too late to change your career and end up doing what you love, what your heart is in.
Is it an adventure?
It is an adventure. It is, definitely. The outdoor course tends to take people who are ready for the adventure and they know what they're getting themselves into. Sometimes with the yoga course, because it's a little bit more kind of well-being and calm, we do have adventurous days, but we don't try to seek the adventure. But they're always well up for it. And you know, it makes the person, those are the days that they look back on when they finish the course going, oh, do you remember that day when it was so windy?
Yeah.
We were out in the lake and just madness.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Okay, well look, the courses, they'll be on show this evening and you'll know about the courses, you'll know about the career opportunities for them. That's one of the other things here at Kerry College. A lot of it is focused towards the job at the end of it, or the profession at the end of it. You can go working for somebody else, but you, as you said, you can start your own business right here in Kerry.
Yes, absolutely. There's loads of opportunities to do both, and we have just a couple of new courses that I'm going to draw your attention to, if that's all right. This year we started the early learning and care. It's a nature-based course. It gives you the qualification that every early learning and care course gives you, but there's a massive outdoor twist. That is just an amazing opportunity. We have a new youth work course starting in our Cloraglen in the town campus.
Okay.
So if anybody is interested in working with youths, with community people, our youths in the community, that's a fantastic opportunity. And then we have a number of part-time courses. I'm going to draw your attention to one that is kind of close to my heart. It's the Nice Guy Guide course. That just kicked off in January and it's going so well and I love it to bits. And that will run in November again.
What's the Nice Guy Guide course?
The Nice Guy Guide course is taking people who would have experience either tour guiding or in the outdoors and putting a twist of the night sky on it. So I know this is Ireland and we don't necessarily have clear skies, but when those clouds part, the view of the sky is just incredible.
Yeah. So there's still, of course, we have the whole Dark Sky Reserve in South Kerry, and people come here because of the lack of population in areas, the lack of light pollution in particular in areas. It's a tourism growing market.
It is, and it's a little bit to date an untapped resource that we just really need to get in there and get using it, because it's phenomenal.
Brilliant. So the Night Sky Guide course.
Yes.
That's a part-time course?
It's a part-time course, yeah. Monday, okay. Wednesday evenings.
Okay, yeah. Brilliant. Aska, cool. Listen, thanks so much for coming in. Good luck with the new courses
Thank
in particular.
You very much.
And thanks for talking to us.
Yes.
And there'll be people here answering questions about that at the open evening, 2026, 5 to 8pm. And of course, kerrycollege.ie for all the details in Killorglin, Listowel, in Tralee, Killarney, all the different campuses, all the different courses available there. If you can't make it this evening, but really try and do get down this evening at 5pm. My thanks to Aska. To continue our discussion about what is up for grabs, we're going to talk a bit now about the culinary arts, because I've got Mick Ryan, who's a commis chef instructor on the Monna Valley campus here in Tralee. He's with me and he's Chef Whites. Mick, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Okay, tell me a bit about what's the National Commis Chef Apprenticeship, first of all?
So the National Commis Chef Apprenticeship is a two-year course and we deliver it nationwide. We have a class here in Monna Valley and we've one in Kenmare as well. So the students, they would be in with us 2 days a week and they're out in industry 3 days a week.
Okay, so there's a mix of learning and working.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so the course then, it's made up of about 70% practical based work, you know. So we've modules, anything from world cuisine, gastronomy, creative pastry, culinary skills, you know. So they're continuously improving their skills throughout.
Okay, how long is the course?
The course is 2 years.
Okay. Yeah,
and so we'll be, the next intake will be coming in both Kenmare and Tralee in September or October of this year.
Do you have to have any experience of cooking before you come in?
Yeah, definitely. Like we advise definitely a year of experience before they come onto the course. And then they would need to have an employer before they join us.
Okay, so that's kind of how it's organised and run through. You're already sort of on a track with an employer in some area of food preparation.
Yes,
or chefing.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and they you know, even in summer jobs, gain experience in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, just to get started.
What do they come out with at the end?
They come out with a level 6 certificate as a commis chef, you know, and they... You know, one of the guys there, he finished up the course with me 2 years ago. And the next morning, once he had got his qualification, he got his promotion to chef de partie. So the employers, you know, they reward them for completing the course.
Yeah,
so
and putting the effort in, learning the skills.
Yeah.
Going up the ladder and going as far. It's the ultimate job in terms of travel, in terms of employment. The huge demand still, I'd imagine, for chefs.
Absolutely. Like, throughout Ireland, and you know, I've travelled overseas as well and gained experience. You know, they're sought after all over the world, so it is a good way, go off, travel, and then come back to Ireland, you know.
Yeah. We've got a really high standard as well of quality in terms of what we produce here, and that feeds through from the training, I'd imagine.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and like the food scene in Ireland the past 20 years has completely
transformed.
Know, transformed. We recently had the Michelin star, Michelin Guide awards in Dublin only 2 weeks ago. So
yeah.
it has transformed, and there's so many opportunities for young people to work in these restaurants throughout the country, you know.
Okay, who are you looking to come along this evening to talk to you?
Yeah, myself and Simon Regan will be inside in the centre tonight. We're there to answer any questions. We'll have a few small bites as well. We're producing a bit of food throughout the day, so...
Very good.
Come and talk to us. We'll be at a stand inside in the canteen, and we'll answer any questions about the course.
Okay. Yeah. Mick, that's brilliant. Great stuff. Sounds very interesting, and I know lots of people will be looking for it. A highly employable area of tourism to go into as well, but thanks for taking time to talk to me this morning.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
There you go. That's Mick Ryan there, who is with the National Commis Chef Apprenticeship Programme, which is running out of here and Kenmare. If you have a view on that or are interested in getting in touch with us on the programme this morning, one of the other elements of what's happening at Kerry College this evening with their open evening from 5.